everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. Today we'll be talking about file archiving. File archiving is used to reduce the amount of unstructured information on primary storage. But how does file archiving differ from email and database archiving? What's the difference between file archiving in large enterprises versus SMBs? And what are some affordable file archiving tools and products for SMBs? Here to help answer these questions is Greg Schulz, founder and senior analyst at Storage.io. Hi, Greg, and thanks for being here today.
Hello, Megan. Glad to be with you today for this discussion.
So, Greg, can you explain what file archiving is and how it differs from email and database archiving?
Sure, certainly. The key point is that files are what we'll call generally unstructured type data. I mean, here's the key. Email is about emailing data that's structured within email systems, usually for compliance type purposes. Database archiving is, as its name implies, centered and focused around archiving structured data in those structured databases. So what does that leave? Everything else. Why the importance? It's simple. Most data, the most rapid data growth in most organizations is around unstructured files, your Word documents, your Excel spreadsheets, your PowerPoint, your PDFs, your various iTunes files, all kinds of different documents, videos, audio that are out there in your organization.
So is file archiving the same as ILM or file virtualization?
It's a great question, and this is where there's some gray area. Things aren't necessarily black and white. And part of that reason where the blur it is that ILM, first off, is a concept. ILM is a paradigm. ILM, information lifecycle management, is a way of thinking. It's a way of managing. It's a way of managing data, governing data, protecting information. So it itself is a paradigm on making sure that information is protected, it's managed, it's secured, it's available when and where needed in a cost-effective manner. And that's where it blurs a lot with is archiving HSM. Well, guess what? Archiving falls under the broad umbrella of an ILM. Where virtualization becomes blurred in here is what your definition of virtualization is, Megan. In other words, to some, the definition of virtualization is it's only virtualization if and only if it's software running on an appliance somewhere with third-party storage underneath. Well, that's product definition. But if you look at the bigger, broader definition of virtualization, kind of like ILM, it's a concept, it's a principle, it's an enabler, and the basic tenets are abstraction, emulation, enabling, agility, flexibility. In other words, for transparent movement. So there's a common thinking that virtualization is around consolidating, squeezing, compacting. That's one tenet. But the other is around abstraction, emulation, transparency, agility. In other words, things that lend themselves for being able to transparently move a file from point A to point B, and when you go to look for it, you may think that it's still at point A, but it's actually over at point B where it's been archived. So that's why I mentioned it's not clear. Of course, some definitions will make it clear to favor particular products, but it actually should be kind of fuzzy, kind of that gray area, because it is an area of convergence.
Now, what's the difference between file archiving in large enterprises versus SMBs?
This is where it gets interesting, because you could argue, you could say that it's about feature, functionality, criticality, emphasis around perhaps compliance, regulatory, and things like that. Well, those tend to ironically line up with product feature set, product specification, setting the agenda for a particular product or particular portfolio. What I'll throw out there, and certainly open for debate discussion, because this all depends, Megan, is this. It's about scale. In other words, the issues between a large enterprise and an SMB are ultimately going to come down to scale. Scale in terms of the size, scale in terms of the complexity, scale in terms of what that focus, what that business is at. In other words, you could have a large financial institution that is under certain regulatory requirements that has to archive certain information for certain periods of time. Well, guess what? That small environment, that SMB environment, may be under those exact same regulations, those exact same requirements. In fact, it's possible that in a small SMB environment, depending on what the business focus is, the type of data, for example, you might be working in life sciences, medical, healthcare related, which means that that entire business might be under HIPAA requirements, where a large enterprise may only have a portion of their business under those requirements. But here's a key point that I want to bring out right now, and we'll want to reemphasize, is archiving is not just for compliance. In other words, before the compliant buzz came around about 8 to 10 years ago, archiving had been used for decades as a time-tested technique for managing data, for optimizing storage space, for optimizing capacity, optimizing performance, reducing backup windows, enabling BCDR, in other words, stretching your dollar. We're now back to that point of looking at and realizing, Megan, that archiving, life beyond compliance, is an enabler for organizations, whether it's to become more cost-effective, to become more green, become more efficient, to speed up their backups, basically to stretch your IT dollars.
Okay. Now, who or what types of organizations and applications are candidates for file archiving?
This goes to what we touched on in the previous point there, which is in the past, you think archiving, you think compliance, you think compliance, you think archiving, you think HIPAA for medical, you think SARBOC, CFR for financial type records. You think in terms of that because that's where the messaging has been for the last 8 to 10 years. The reality is any type of data, any type of file is a candidate for archiving regardless of the size of the organization, all the way from certainly email attachments to just regular type files. In other words, look at it beyond compliance. In other words, look at all the different files that you have, whether it's on your laptop computer, on your desktop, on your workstation, on your server, or multiple servers, depending on what the scale and the complexity of your organization is. When was the last time some of those files, when some of those documents were accessed? When were they actually utilized? So it might be the case of getting some of those off your primary storage, putting them off onto a secondary or a tertiary type storage, an online archive, if you would, but get them off of the primary data, move them onto another volume so that you can free up some space to support growth. So what it comes down to is any organization, regardless of size, regardless of your business, regardless of the applications, are candidates for file archiving.
Okay. So what file archiving tools are available? Are there different types for different types of data?
Absolutely. Certainly, you have tools that are tied to types of data. In other words, like email, archiving, as well as file. There are also tools that are tied to particular application types. In other words, some tools are optimized for working with video or audio type files. Some tools are optimized for working with text. Some are optimized for working with Word documents. They'll vary. Some are integrated with different application suites. Some tools are comprehensive in that they incorporate both resource analysis, resource reporting, file discovery, file reporting type tools, along with file movement, along with management, as well as target storage. Some are just the discovery. Some are just the classification. Some are the movers. Some are the policy managers. Some are the actual storage devices. What gets interesting in the SMB space, Megan, is that notion of scale and also simplicity. So it might be more likely in a smaller environment that you have more of an all-in-one or a multi-function type tool set, toolkit that allows you to do more with what you have.
And are there some affordable tools and products for SMBs?
Absolutely. And here's the key is looking at understanding what your needs are. In other words, are you trying to archive everything in your environment? Are you trying to archive and find a package that does both email as well as file as well as database? Are you looking for nice-to-have features versus what you have? If you have those basic understanding, in other words, take some bite-sized chunks to ensure success, then you can look at some different products that will fit your particular needs. And certainly there's a bunch of them out there. I mean, you've got startups like Acronis. You've got established names like CA, Dell, EMC, HP, IBM, the media makers, Fujifilm, Amation. You got hosting sites like Iron Mountain, NAS vendors like NetApp, PermaBit, ProStore, Removable Media, you know, traditional media types like your Quantums, vendors like Symantec and TechTools, all out there, all have different offerings that can scale down to meet the needs of small environments, but also to allow flexibility.
Now, Greg, do you have any tips on how to get started with archiving or what the next steps are based on what we've discussed today?
Yeah, absolutely, Megan. The number one tip is get an understanding, have an understanding, have a framework, a scope of what it is that you're going to archive and why. In other words, certainly look, if you've got to do compliance, you need to support and you need to have tools that support those compliance requirements, those compliant type needs. But also looking at it, are you going to try to boil the ocean? Are you going to try to do everything, or are you going to take bite-sized chunks? In other words, walk before you run, establish momentum, establish success factors. So have a strategy, have a plan, understand what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and then start to execute towards that, including identifying what data you have. Key to all this, Megan, is having insight. Insight is awareness of what you have, how it's being used, and knowing what you can move where, when, and why. So in terms of next steps, certainly go to the Search SMB, the Tech Target sites, where there's a lot of information around archiving in general, file-based archiving, email, database, discovery tools, data movement, policy management tools, as well as the target devices and the different technologies, techniques, and services that wrap around it.
Okay. And do you have any closing thoughts or comments?
Gain awareness. And awareness is critical. Having that situational awareness, having that insight is probably the most valuable tip, that most valuable step, because if you know where you're at, you know, and then you can determine where you need to be, then you can figure out how to get there.
Okay, thank you, Greg, for that information.
Megan, my pleasure.
And that's all the time we have for you today. For more information on file archiving for SMBs, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.